caribou heads. They bring all the caribou heads in, and then
they cut it up. We skin them and we cut a small piece. All run, all hip. We broke the jaw, take the tongue. Everything in the hip, just born. We threw it away. We take the brain. We cut. They cut the brain and they put that on one place too. That brain they use for to turn skin and use labor or caribou liver. They throw in a fire, cook on a real hot wood, and they come, take it out and cut them. Top is all burned. Inside fresh, that fresh one we cut out and we leave it there. We got the wood hammer to hit me with. We got that one, we take that, we hit the liver. Blue stop mix with the brain. And we put it out, we hang on it. Mid cash, leave there, dried off. And they turn little sow. Little sow. And we take it out, we put it away. Never take out out of sock. Just put it where you put it in the cat and leave it in the cat. Everything what we use, the tan skin. Robert's skin, you can tan just right after you skin. You can tan it. If you got the campfire, you take them ashes. And put with your hands, you rub all the rabbit skin. You go tan all black, look like real dirt. But you put it in, and after that, you leave out for a while, and after that, you tan it with your hand.
What do you call that when you rub like that?
Robbing each other. Oh, I guess maybe 3-4 hours, I guess 2 hours. They tan dry. They give me, they beginning to come back white. It look dirty, but you work and let the tan dry. You done. You saw. All you do on the front, on his neck, you cut it drawn. Tan, leave the hair inside and outside skin inside you saw. And you sew an arm place, little hole. You sew there, one someplace in the middle gauze. You make you someplace, and the other rabbit skin too. Oh, grandma people, they put muskrat ear. Ear, they turn out, they put it, them, they saw them in, they double.
They put it with a rabbit skin?
Yeah.
And that's how they make it?
Yeah. Keep your hand warm, like muskrat skin. Klaus Schmidt. And on warm, sometimes whole far to our arm, the gloves. I like that kind of glove. A lot of women work in different ways. And ever since I was married, I want gloves. I want to sight. I want to hear why.
Down the tree. Up on your arm, yeah. You want it wide.
And you, when you put pocket, you can put your pocket sleeve inside. It keep you warm. So all that stuff, they see, and they make their clothing. I remember it. You use skin clothing. I never feel cold, never feel air. In the cold winter, we us kids, we running through the village. Even in the home clothing we run out. We don't feel cold, caribou skin. Little thin caribou skin. Not one white man tell me, you leave them skin, first you wear, just wear right through, never wash. What kind of shirt you got, that kind? You put it in once and forever you wear. Did you ever have parted clothing like that? No. But the skin, it's different. Yeah. I guess you think I'm Indian, I'm living dirty all the time. That's what you think. I guess that's what you say that. We like wild animals. Come on and get in summer. All summer we swim. And the water we jump in. Hot days with our clothes. Jump in, we find pound water. Wash our head. Village, we got place to swim. Girls, they got other place. We don't mix with the girls. Us boys, we go together. Girls, they go together. One crazy boy run down to the bunch of girls. They start to scream. Some other man gonna come. That's all the place we could spank. I don't care how many of us. We get trimming, let the girl do their own business and let us do on our own. That's the wee life. Lots of inky between us and girl. Hard to explain. Me the only person teaching about the inky. You girls, you got you we the life. We want to marry. They got to say, our parents got to see that girl, watch them all the time. You're not going to tell them they watch, but they watch. Lazy looking girls, don't want to work. The raw prince wanted to say no. Indian didn't want to marry. But it would take you 2 years. The boy with you, go in your house, stay there. You go close, talk with them, not to touch. I can tell you Indian way story. They watch. A boy, his daddy, mom, as soon you go in the house, you work. Work, get up early, do things right away. Don't pay attention to that girl. If the girl they want that boy, she gotta do some work. They're both watching each other. They come back today. Home, tell them what they're doing pretty good. They take care of everything, get up early. Is it good? That kind of girl and that kind of boy married. Right away they make good living. That's all important thing Indian want to see. Oh boy, he wanted, he got the girlfriend in front of me. I don't know if he's gonna get it or not. Today's different way. So damn many native girls got the kid. Hard to support them. Got a bad time. Us Indian. We leaving, we get teach for our girls. Our girls teach about us. How the most important thing Indian do lot. Somebody get hot up right away. Well, I don't know, Grandpa, I don't know how did they get the news? I really don't know. Just somebody walk around a village. Sometimes just important happen. Grandpa go out. Oh, I wanted people living in village. So quiet. What kind of people are you? Well, some old lady, cousin of them, to run out. You're the chief. I'm poor woman. I got nothing to work with. What do you want me to do? Laugh. From there, all men started speak. Loud word. The people what they need to ask. That's how I know. My grandfather's got 50 pound box tea and 50 pound, probably 100 pound leaf tobacco, but this long. This long in the box.
Long, that box?
Yeah. They're packing from Eagle, they're packing from Sickle, they're packing from Tanana. I've been on Tanana, I was a young boy. Jeez. I get tight in the boat. And kill ducks, beaver, in the 60s, they kill them. Cook, it's right after they kill them. Muscle loaded shotgun, one shot. It's a hard work for a long time and pack.
So they eat those animals right after they shoot them?
Huh?
They eat the animals right after they shoot them?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay for everybody to eat them like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Not their food. Not their food. They get the bird.
What about that?
Yeah, just outside, you know, up and down the street.
So those big box of tobacco and tea?
Yeah, they open up. They put it out. Grandpa never do it himself. This boy, a lot of young people, and open up. Grandpa, they opened up, lay there, they go there. All day people set up handkerchief, some sock, flour sock, they haul it. And so much they give it. And tea. I think more in two pound, some old man 2 pound, some grandma people pound, or they give enough. All day, grandpa, they give a gift. Before people figure, go out to hunt, go out to move for the hunting, caribou, moose, certainly here people go. I don't want to chief, tell them, the certainly people to go there, go here. Lead one, maybe week later, they're going to go. One man walk across the country to go to other camp. How do people get along? They do that way, and they find out people move out in the woods, they get along all right. One family, they got the sick person. The boys in the camp, they asked him, what he gonna do? And that camp and family got sick person, that tells the story of what he's going to do. Well, you need help. Yeah? It's a long way to the river, long way to the village, and they need help. From Paul's cabin, from here, Donnie, Paul's cabin. Me and Peter Charles, Henry Luke, Johnny Frank, Matthew Paul, four of us. We packed old lady, old man, Tommy John. This girl got sick all spring. Somehow, word coming out. Tanakos. They call me. Your uncle, they want you, Tony. Right away. I walked down. It's Johnny Frank and Matthew Paul. It's Stan Ron. Peter Charles. I hear news coming up. Your grandma, his girl gonna die down Paul's cabin. Poor woman. And your uncle's poor. They need help. I want you lead these three guys to go down there. Pack the girl's back with the pole.
Put the pole on your shoulders,
yeah,
and pack her?
And put the blanket between the pole.
And she's laying on top?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys take turns?
We walked down, got down there. At afternoon, we meet that carry put in our shoulders. The river, that girl, big girl. A nice looking girl too. For some reason they get sick and die. We pack them in, we go over. We go across over the bay hill, down. Girls watch the Mi'kmaq. No noise. I tell Peter. I think she died now. They take out in the drop down, sure enough. The minute she died. Oh, gee, poor grandma. Really cry. Another woman with the grandma. Put the blanket and they undress, they wash, and put new clothing in. Grandma fix was. Yes, our shoulders are real sore. We get back to Mansfield. Grandma real cry. We going down mile and mile down Rock Creek, halfway to Mansfield, started McKee, started shoot lots.
What do they shoot for?
That noise, the village, where we from, they know the kid's death, we go after, bring it back. On the way, he died. They hear a lot of shoot, they know the girl died. And we started all, we coming up to Lake Mansfield. Whole village started shooting. Oh, grandma, he's blind too. He used to be a nice woman. He was young. He got three girls. One girl died, just two left. One still lived on Manchester. Frank Sanford's wife, Ippy.
What's the grandma's name?
Mm-hmm. And he was drawing girl, Ibby, not married. And some time ago I go in funeral service down Bansanidi, down the Copper Center. Walk with my feet. Of course, it took me 5 days to go and get down there and buried her, that Doris Charles, a big woman down there.
That's her mom?
Uh-huh.
What's her mom's name?
Oh.
The one who died.
Doris Charles? I don't know, he's a... His mother got Indian name. Indian name. No, I really forget. His grandma, the one they raised her, Sutta. They call Sutta, old lady. You should go down and ask you questions for some old time story. They can tell you good stories just because like I do. And, to get back to the Lake Mansfield and they buried there. And mother died, they buried. Father died, they buried. Indian, what family they died, they put one area. Another one died.
Right next to one another.
They put together all together. And that's how all funeral, all over Lake Mansfield.
They have a special place for a cemetery?
Yes.
What kind of place do they have to have a cemetery?
A dry place, good land, no rock. Oh, geez, come send it. You gotta take this big rock. Hard enough to put it just 4 feet my brother, Abraham Isaac Grisby. And him and the Godane, we put it up.
Lift those big rocks up.
Yeah, big rock. So we buried in astronauts, we walked back. They give us little potlucks. Poor trip. No food. I'm all man old ladies. Got no illness.
How many people walk back with you? When you pick, when
four.
You...
Four.
There's you four guys and then four old people with you?
No. Just four of us from Tanaka. Gene Henry. Me, my brother, and our friend from Mentat, and just two different from in that area, come down to pick us up. And my brother, me, and we go with some four. Oh, Abby, and Esther, John, Billy. Other brother, two brothers, this from Don Winchester, and seven of us, two girls. That old lady, we pack his kit back in Mansfield, that's his daughter. That girl, Abby. He's kind of put it dumb looking. No happy. They don't play no nothing. They swing with the girls. They've been wrong. Not happy, not talk funny. Just kind of like dumb. We just grab him, tell him to our girlfriend, we make a lot of fun with him. He scares us all the time. So we went on a back in Mansfield. Few days after they're buried, his daddy come back from, well, I don't know, by boat, I guess, coming up. And one time too, one boy, Matthew Paul, friend of mine, got bad. They got bad sick up to Camp Lake. Everybody left his family. All that family moved back to Mansfield. They just soon came back. My uncle followed Isaac. They tell me, you know what happened with your grandma? I say, no. Your grandma, his boy, sick. They lay on the ground for 1 week, never move. While you leaving, while you lie, water you stripping with you, Grandma. You're supposed to go up, take other boys with you to bring that boy back, buddy. He's a big man, what the size?
Same size as Kurt, huh?
Yeah. Well, I go. Let's take my coat. Like a pistol.
This is summertime?
Huh?
Summertime?
No. I got a little pin here. Sorry. No, you're all right. Sit down, Fritzy. Is he getting all mean?
On the dog?
Somebody touched me. Rah! Oh, my boy, to feel like boy for you, the dog.
So
we went after Matthew Paul, right after we bring girl's father back to Tanacross, buried, and another week we go up Camp Lee, about 22 miles. I get up there, and we make that kind.
The poles and blanket.
Yeah, nail on blanket. Lift it. One boy this side, one boy this side. Four of us.
One person at each end of the pole.
Yeah. Oh, under the pole. You pack up. We get down to H the Lake, Lake Mansfield. We come out and we start a shoot. And the village people, they put two canoes tied together and start down. We will come close to the bank. There's a tree boat down there, kayak, canoe. And we take them down the cross. We eat, or they bring fresh fish cooked from the village to meet us. We eat that, we eat enough. They put it on top of the boat, gone. We walk back around the lake, but near about 9 miles. Afternoon, we get down to Lake Mansfield. From there, Matthew Paul lay in the ground. He was a poor boy. Loose weight, just born. I never thought he'd get better.
What was he sick from?
I don't know, some kind of sickness in the body. He said, he tell us he got pimple all in his leg and body.
He doesn't know why. He doesn't know if he did something wrong or something.
No, just some kind of sickness. They put in it, get paralyzed after that. And they They go down the hot steam, go down the river swimming, put his son Claire himself up. After that, he leaving long time. Married, got one boy, and he died. That day, oh, you got a good boy. He was getting big, and they died back. And all of his wife, him, they all die up.
So that time he was sick, what time of year?
Springtime.
So there's no snow when you're walking?
No snow. A lot of water. We walk through the water, pack in the shoulder.
What kind of
thing?
Now what do you wear on your feet when it's wet like that in the springtime?
Well, we stay wet all time anyway. When we walk on the trail, just soon we go miles, get in the water wet. Didn't bother us.
You're just wearing moccasins then?
Yeah, we wear moccasins then. All part of half my life I used moccasins. Didn't bother me. It's what we get out there and get wet, a little cold. Tend warm to stay warm. And we swim in more deep where we got dry place. Out the place we get wet. So we get used to just walk right in the water, go across. Nothing to stop to watch. What's the idea to see water? You gotta go across. So any time we got the stuck in the water, go to the water.
So you're carrying these people, you're carrying this person and walking through the water?
No, we pack in our pack some too high waters. That's the only time we put our rifle, hold it. Even Tanaka. Tanana crossing. They walk across, Indian swimming cross.
Swimming across the river?
Yeah. Potlatch people, they swimming across. Only one little spot in the middle. It's all a place deep. Ages out, somebody stand up. With a pole, see if somebody pulled that. They all swim, cross, walk. We never range our clothes, just walk.
That's how they go to the potlatch.
Yeah. We go in Lake Mansfield, just walk. Never stop, never change the clothing, just go. So that's all we used to live in. You know, while we working, while we working, we dried out, got water drain out. While we working, getting sunshine, dried out. Don't need to take out. So the anyway, that no way that we can't get stuck. On this bad time when we walk across on the pole and Ogden Woods in the river, we fall on the water. That's all the time, bad time. You gotta be, you mad, just get wet. Take a long time to build a fire. Oh, them stick to build a fire with. You gotta sit on sunshine, you make yourself pole, the little pole, put some kind of string around, make double, and put on a stick, you pull around, put a sort of smoke come out.
You pull that string chip, on the
yeah,
stick and
chicken, pull them. And after that, you blow. You start a blow. Dry wood, the beginning to get charcoal, start bigger. And birch bark, top, loose one, thin one. While we hunt, we take big butts and stick in our pocket. It's real cold wood. No way to build a fire. You gotta